Winding down, this is our final segment of our 10 o'clock hour, our on the house, our open home hour. Open lines, open phones. And I apologize. We generally try and get back to everybody pretty quickly, pretty efficiently. Our text, I mean, we're still getting stuff date stamped over an hour and a half ago that's trickling in. So it's not going to be a great reliable source of communication for today. Switch that to the info account, info@rosieonthehouse.com. Hopefully that'll be fixed for next week, but we'll try and log in here over the couple times over the rest of the day and try and determine, you know, the text platform is something that's provided by our the flagship station, KTAR, and is only supposed to be used during your broadcast, but we'll probably have to come on a few times in the afternoon and determine, all right, were they asking a home improvement question, and get their answer that way. So, well, I'm just, you know, hey, technology's not perfect, and sometimes you just got to roll with it. So
that's for sure.
There is one of the articles I clipped this week. It talks about why metal costs more and why you should consider it, speaking specifically to roofing. And you don't see a lot of metal roofing in Arizona. I don't know if it's just because our temperatures are so hot that it's just such a pain to put on during the heat of the day, even in, you know, days like today, not so bad. We got an overcast, and but even on a 70-degree day, that metal can be warm, and you might think that would reflect heat into your, or, you know, radiate heat into your home, but it actually doesn't. It helps reflect it off, and part of the way it does that is metal roofing doesn't go directly onto your deck, your roof, whatever your roof deck is plywood, OSB, whatever the builder used. So you have your roof deck down, then you have your waterproofing membrane, which is your black felt paper that's rolled out, generally speaking. Then you have wood strips that are nailed on, so the metal actually, you screw it on to this metal, the wood riser, so there's a gap between your wood plank deck roof and the metal roof that allows air to flow through there, and hot air rises, and on a peaked roof, you know, so it allows for a natural passive air constantly circulating and moving air to the peak of your roof and exhausting out. So that space between the metal roof and your roof deck is a huge insulation for your roof that really helps lower the temperature inside your home, and that passive airflow that's happening outside your attic as well as inside your attic helps keep that air moving and keeps the top of your home cool, which calculates into, you know, less radiant heat absorbed into the home, and they last a lot longer. But here's why you don't see a lot of them. You know, we're always trying to control cost, and when I built my home, and this goes back 18 years now, I think.
Wow.
I tried to do as much of it myself as I could. I could pay our roofing partner to put on a 50-year asphalt tab roof for less than I could buy the metal material to install it myself.
So cost is the key. I do like the look of them. Do they pop or make any kind of noise, you know, with the heat and the heats and cools? Is there any
kind of... It shouldn't. Installed right, you should not have any kind of popping. It's not under any, stretch.
Like restrictions, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And there's all kinds of different styles that you can get it printed. Generally, they probably do have a number of preset, but a lot of times it's just big rolls, and then you go there and you pick out which pattern you want, and then they cut and stamp it to whatever style you want. And red's a great color, green's a great color for the desert that I personally enjoy. And there's a number of different steel suppliers that you can go to and order it. But again, if you're looking to have that done professionally, most contractors, whether it's roofers, tile guys, painters, they want to buy the product that they're installing themselves because they know the quality control.
And they generally get a better buy as well.
generally, what the contractor's buying it for is not what they're selling it for you at retail as well. And flooring is one of the hardest. Like, people will call and say, hey, I bought this great bamboo flooring. Well, you know, we don't know where it came from. We don't know how long it's been in a shipping container. We don't know, well, you know, the climate control of the product that's coming in. And the homeowner, generally speaking, if they pay to have someone install it and something goes wrong, well, if it's a product failure, they still want the installer to be responsible for it. Well, you can't hold them responsible for product failure that you purchased.
We get a lot of calls on that, and people just don't understand. My heart kind of falls when they say, I bought all this stuff, and then they can't get it installed.
Metal roofs have an advantage for the rim country and also in Flagstaff when it comes to snow. True or false? I mean, would the snow actually melt quicker to stay off the roof, a metal roof? Or is that...
We will have to call our Prescott Roofing partner.
Let's do
and
that.
We'll answer it. My initial thought would be, depends on how sticky the snow is,
mm-hmm.
how wet it is, and how fast it's falling. I would definitely think in melt-off, you would have a huge advantage when the temperatures heat up, and it would melt mm-hmm. off and run off a lot quicker. But would it shed it as it's falling? It probably depends on how fast and how wet the snow mm-hmm. is.
Okay. Let's get in touch with them. That's a good question.
That'll be our follow-up. That'll start the 10 o'clock hour next Saturday. If you've got questions about your home, castle, or cabin between now and then, 1-888-767-4348. That number gets forwarded back to the office that we answer during the week. Or, of course, our website, 24/7, rosieonthehouse.com. That's R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. And if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, next week coming up will be the third Saturday of the month, so our Outdoor Living Hour will get kicked off with Jay Harper, Notes from the Nursery, talking fruit trees and citrus. Our 10 o'clock hour will be talking about a place for everything and our weekly to-do upgrade. And our On the House hour, we'll continue our theme on interiors.